Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to PMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of PMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, you know how we do it. I'm so excited to be here today. And whether you are listening anywhere in the world, in India, or Japan, or China, the matter, I'm so glad that you are here tonight. Guys, tonight is going to be a very exciting episode. Before we get started, you know how we do it. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital D. And guys, I would not be able to do this, would not be here without my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Girl, that's your shout out. Now listen, I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, listen. In a very short time, this show has taken, and it's been heard in places all around the globe. Places like Germany, the Faroe Islands, Jordan, Malta, Greece. Yeah, TMG is global and worldwide, and so are you. If this is your first time tuning in, your first time listening, let me tell you, thank you for listening and watching the show. And maybe you've been watching the show, that Travis. Man, I've been watching the show all along. Thank you. I'm so glad you've been tuning in. Guys, if you did not know, the show has changed every Thursday, typically at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain Time. New time. Same host. Guys, listen, today's episode, if you did not catch it, is tuned in. And as this show continues to grow, guys, I have to continue to add components to it. So, guys, let me say this. Please, whatever you do, don't forget to visit our wonderful sponsors of the show. Yeah, that's right. TMG has some sponsors. Don't forget to visit the sponsors of the show, guys, like Belkin for all your cell phone accessories. Canva, I love Canva. I use it all the time. Like Canva for all your digital creators out there. If you're going to say it with Canva. And, of course, one of our sponsors, don't forget, it is almost holiday time. My sponsor, Walmart. That's right. Walmart sponsors PMG, guys. Listen, so please use the links that I'm going to place in the chat. And don't forget, after the show, or our Facebook page, or my personal Facebook page, that's Travis Patton Sr., you will find a link for a 2-3 question survey. I get it. Nobody likes them. Take them, because I want your voice to be heard. Guys, today's episode is tuned in. And I know you're wondering where we're going with that. So let me kind of just go ahead and get started. And I thought about this because of our special guest that we have today. and she brought something up that really made me want to do it. So hello to everybody that's joined in. Hey, what's up, Pitts? How you doing, man? Glad you're joining the show. Listen, the way television looks today has totally evolved. Wouldn't you kind of agree the way television sets evolved? I mean, my grandmother had a TV set that looked like this. And then there were TV sets that kind of flat, you sit against the wall. And now they have some that are actually curved. Can you believe that? They have curved TV screens. So from the first TV screens where some of our parents had to flat screens, and now the curved TV screens. So the way television sets themselves look have changed. And in the same way, we may have changed those that we hang around and those we be around, so that those who are around us may look differently than those who were around us before. If this is the case and we have a new television set, then why do we keep hearing the same program? If TVs have changed from a floor model to a flat screen to a set, why do we hear the same programs? Because surprisingly enough, the same program that you can watch on one television set, you can also watch it on another television set. What I mean is, we can change the people we be around, but if we're tuning in to the same program, we're going to receive the same information. So just because we change out the TV doesn't always mean we change out the program. To hear something differently, we still have to change the program. Guys, listen, it's that time for me to go ahead and bring in my special guest. Guys, she has a master's degree in what she does. She also has a bachelor's degree and some great things. She's an entrepreneur as well. I'm going to go ahead and bring on my special guest today, guys. So on this show, guys, I want everybody to give her a warm welcome to a very special guest. Her name is Tracy Terrace, California. Show us some TMZ love, y'all.
Hello, everyone.
How you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on, Travis.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? At our conversation, I could not have you on here. Let me get you queued up so they can see your face. How about that, guys? Is that better? Guys, Tracy is a phenomenal person. Hey, Nicole, I knew you was watching. I told him. I told you was watching. Guys, listen, Tracy is an incredible person. She's an author of a wonderful book. Guys, I'm not going to take up the time because I want to go ahead and let her introduce herself, let her tell a bit about herself. Guys, Tracy, I'm about you, but let everybody know a little bit about you, Tracy.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. My name is Tracy Terrace, and as Travis says, I am in California. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I own a group practice where I employ other therapists and interns. And we offer individual, couples, family therapy, therapy to teens, psychotherapy, that is. And we are located in Santa Clarita, California, specifically. And as Travis said, I recently released a book. It's called Many Voices, One Truth. And we'll be talking a little bit about that tonight.
Absolutely. And guys, just to let you know, for all those who've been watching social media and watching where I've posted, guys, not only will we be talking about the book, but we also have a special contest going on. And I'm going to go ahead and drop it. So you know what? I'm not going to tell about it. I'm not going to tell them just yet, Tracy. I'm not going to tell them just yet. All I'm going to say is, guys, stick around, because there's some wonderful, wonderful things that you have an opportunity to walk away with before the show is over today. So like Tracy said, guys, she has this book, and she sent me some information from the book, and I've been reading it. And we talked about, Tracy, about growing up. And I remember growing up, and when I was growing up, Tracy, like you did, we had only four networks, four major networks. You know, CBS, NBC, ABC, and then, of course, you always had PBS. And that wasn't a major network, but we had it, right? Mm-hmm. Is there anybody else that's listening that all you had was just those four? Let me know in the chat. Put a thumbs up, a high something. Say, yeah, me too, anything. All you had was CBS, ABC, CBS, you know. And listen, we didn't have all the thousands of choices that we have now. Just have it. And no matter and what kind of TVs have kind of changed over the years, right? And even those TVs have changed over the years, Tracy, a lot of times that programming is still there. Yeah, Mr. Pitts, I know what you mean. The programs are still there. I can actually watch one program on a flat screen TV and then go watch that same program on a curved screen TV, and it's the same program.
Yeah.
So even TV sets have changed, even though the friends around us may have changed, Tracy, we still get the same programming for some things. We get the same programming. In your book, your book is absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. In your book, Many Voices, One Truth, you kind of narrow in on those sometimes nagging and often negative voices or programs, those negative voices that seem to broadcast to us over and over in our and we all have them. We all have those days where that programming seems to just broadcast. Time we wake up in the morning, that program is on. Throughout the day, that same program is on. And a lot of times, before we go to bed at night, that same program is still broadcasting to us over and over. Like there's some thoughts we just can't seem to quiet and turn it off. Why is it important that we discover where thoughts like this come from? Because I know sometimes we think, oh, it's just a random thought in my head. Well, that's just how I am. That's just the way it is with me.
Yeah.
Why is it important to discover where these thoughts come from?
So that you can stop them at their source. You know, we as human beings, we're the only beings that are capable of choosing our thoughts, stopping our thoughts, replacing our thoughts with different programming as we speak. And a lot of what the work that I do is through a form of therapy called cognitive behavioral therapy. And cognitive refers to your thoughts and your mind and how it works and how the thoughts are going through your mind. And behavioral refers to the behaviors you choose as a result of those thoughts. Because the way it works is there's nothing on the outside of you that can make you feel or do anything, but it's what you're thinking about, the things that are happening on the outside of you. And it's important to know that, because whatever it is you're thinking, it's going to determine the intensity of the thought and the emotion that you have as a result. I mean, the feeling and the emotion that you have as a result of that thought. And then out of that, you will choose a behavior. And it's whether you're conscious of it or not. So it's important to know the source of those broadcasts so that you can address them and stop them in their tracks and replace them. Because most people will most often either condemn themselves when it really is just coming from their experience or coming, from some negative force that doesn't have their good in mind. And all of that comes from our childhood. Or they will be on automatic pilot and not even know that the thoughts are playing. Like you said, you get up in the morning and they're just on automatic pilot, basically. So when you know the source of these thoughts, then you can stop them in their tracks and you can put things in place that will help you to stop with the negative over and over again.
Guys, did you hear what she said? It's there's nothing externally that do that. It's all our thoughts, all our perspectives, how we view it, how we decide. And get it, it is a decision. It is what we decide. Yeah. Listen, we all deal with tough things, tough matters. And you mean tell me, Tracy, that I can have a tough situation. I can have a difficult situation. But my perspective about that situation can help me deal with it better. Perspective about that can make me break down, or in a situation that could catch us off guard.
Yeah.
But I can choose to think differently about what has happened to me in my life.
Absolutely. And you could take two people that experience the exact same thing in the exact same place at the exact same time. And they, depending on how they're each looking at it, and depending on what voice in their head they're filtering it through, they Absolutely. Will have a different response. They will feel differently about it. You know, me and my husband, we're always talking about different things that happen. And I'll say, I felt this. And he'll say, well, I didn't get that. I didn't feel that at all. And it's
exactly.
because we have two different experiences, how we experience the world.
And you know, a lot of times, Trace, I kind of figured out this as well as what you're saying to your point. When I think about some of the things I experienced, like, okay, so my wife and I were driving yesterday. I know, Nicole, you're listening. Okay, I got you. So we were driving in the car yesterday, and I actually was in a car accident a long time ago, 18 years old, just learning how to drive, right? Mm-hmm. So now when cars look like they're going to pull out from me on the side, I almost jam on brakes. And my wife said, well, man, geez, man, every car that moves is not about to hit us. She said, are you traumatized from that accident? And I thought about it. I said, wait a minute. You know what? Mm-hmm. I might be perceiving this perceived action
yeah.
as, you know, as danger approaching me. So sometimes what you're saying, what I hear, is that we can have perceived incidents. Things can happen. It can be a perceived danger. It can be a perceived slightness. That someone's, oh, they're talking about it. Or they're doing this.
Yeah, that's an example of, have you ever driven on the freeway and you see like crosses or flowers on the side of the road where there was an accident and someone, well, that's a descanso. It's a place of rest. It's a stop. Well, when you experience anything traumatic, we all go through that. Like, you might continue to grow up and you might continue to mature. But if you've had an extremely traumatic experience, part of your development stops at that experience. So like when you're driving with your wife,
wow.
even though you are the age you are now and you've had all these experiences, it's not that you're consciously thinking that you're going to get into another accident. That part of you, you know, when you were you said 17 or 18,
yep.
that part of you stopped developing. Like the rest of the 17, 18 year old Travis started developing, but that moment in time where you experienced that. So every time someone comes close, that part of you is kind of taking the wheel, you know, quite literally, you know, within yourself. And you have that little moment of fear, even though you know that you're not going to get in an accident, until you go back and try to heal to the fullest that incident for yourself, you'll probably keep having that reaction.
Tracy, I'm going to put this out there, guys. Look what's there. When you have a traumatic experience, we stop developing at that moment. So you're telling me, Tracy, from what I'm hearing, mm-hmm. talking about tuned in, mm-hmm. I'll be tuned in to this moment in my life.
Yes.
And this moment in my life could still be broadcasting this incident.
Yeah.
And I'll have this perceived incident happening again and again and again. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a 24-hour station. It's just a constant replay.
Yeah. And most of the time it's hanging out in the back of your mind until you're in that car and someone comes close, or until anything happens that triggers or reminds you of that dangerous moment. So it's like you continue to develop, but then there's a stop in your development that's attached to that moment. And so anything that gets triggered or reminds you of that moment, you're back there again, even if it's only momentarily. And that's fine for if you're in the car and you can come to really quick. But if you're trying to have deep relationships with people and you keep, you know, treating them as you've been treated, or, you know, you keep getting triggered by something in the past, you can't move forward in these new relationships in your life.
Guys, are you hearing this? What are we tuned into? What are we tuned into? I told you guys at the beginning, we had four major networks. If it wasn't on one, that's it. There is no chance catching it on another network. And a lot of times, and here's what I think, a lot of programming, Tracy, like those four networks, they made certain programs for just certain networks. Like yeah. if you, I remember the Olympics always used to come on CBS. Always.
Yeah.
Always. Now they're on NBC. So if there were certain things we wanted to watch, we had to tune into that network. So if I'm still hearing the same thing, if I'm still the same things being broadcast, it's just because I've turned that channel on. That channel is still on. That trigger. Yeah. That trigger has turned. Have you ever, guys, let me ask you a question. Have you ever sat on the couch or in a chair and you accidentally turned, hit the remote control and turn the TV on? That's what happens.
Yeah.
When we do things like that, we're turning that trigger on and a TV comes on like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. And so when triggers come from what I'm hearing, Tracy, is that then trigger or remote control and turn that trigger on sometimes without our even knowing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you're just kind of going through life on remote, you know, or on automatic pilot,
wow,
without being aware of what you want to do and what you want to have your mind on in the moment. So yeah.
Wow. That's incredible, guys. That right there alone is absolutely amazing. And I wonder how many of us are kind of on that cruise control where we're just kind of going through. We're on remote control and it automatically just pops up, automatically comes up. And a lot of times, I say this a lot, sometimes the behaviors we have, we don't realize it until something triggers it. We didn't realize that was on the TV until we hit the remote control. We didn't realize that program was being broadcast until we hit the remote control. We didn't realize we had a bad attitude until the right trigger hit us.
Yeah.
We didn't realize there was a hurt in us until the right trigger hit us. And we find ourselves tuned in to it.
Yes.
Guys, I don't know about you, but Tracy is giving us some good knowledge. She's some good stuff. And I know you're listening. I know you're hearing. So, guys, if you got a question, it's okay to chat. We're fine with that. If something ran across your mind, you want to type it in chat, go ahead and type it. If there's a thought you wanted to share with everyone, go ahead and share it. It's absolutely fine. That's why we're here, because we want to find out and help us all, because sometimes we find ourselves getting tuned in to the wrong things.
Yeah.
Tuned into the wrong things. Let me ask you something, Trace. And I just got to ask this question, people. And I know most can kind of relate to this, so I'll put it this way. Let's see. So on most TVs, there is usually a setting or a code that can kind of be used that acts as a filter. You know those parental codes most of us put on TVs on channels to block stuff?
Yeah.
All right. So most TVs or channels, you can kind of put a filter or a code that can kind of block certain channels, that certain things, so that certain things aren't broadcasted. So if your child was underage, you could put a filter or a parent code on it, and certain violent things won't broadcast on that network, on that channel. Are there ways that we never see it make it to the TV screen when it does that? Are there some ways that we can kind of do the same and filter the noise or static of the previous program we once tuned into? Because I don't care who we are, where we live, there are all programs we used to tune into. Are there ways that we can kind of filter those things so we can stop that previous programming from appearing?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. That code that you're talking about has to be developed over time. And so what that would look like is the biggest tool in your arsenal for getting, you know, on your way to getting to that code. And I'll tell you what that is. The biggest tool in your arsenal is awareness. Like I was saying before, like a lot of times we have things floating in our mind and we don't even know that these thoughts are going on, because you have your conscious mind, subconscious, and unconscious. our conscious minds, yours and mine, are at work right now, and everyone on, you know, we're tuned in to what it is we're talking about. But subconsciously, we might be thinking about, you know, what am I going to have for dinner? What do I need to do when I get home? I'm sitting in the office. I could hear the cars outside, but I'm not really tuned into them. But unfortunately, nobody knows what's in there. But your unconscious mind is always tending toward health and wholeness. So your unconscious mind tries to let you know what's in there by having you do slips of the tongue, like saying things you didn't mean or doing things you didn't mean, and, you know, things like that. And sometimes your unconscious mind will help you have you dreaming certain dreams to show you what's in there. And so, like, the way you start is first becoming aware. Like right now, mindfulness has been like the big deal over the last 10 years or so. And mindfulness isn't necessarily meditation or just sitting on a cushion and, you know, praying or whatever. It's being mindful of what you're doing right now. Like right now, I'm mindful that I'm answering this question, and I'm mindful that of what it is I want to say. So once you are aware, one of the things that you can do is ask yourself, what am I thinking about? Or if you already know what you're thinking about, where is this coming from? Is this coming from something that's relational? Am I feeling shame? Is this just some form of distraction, or is fear on board? And once you have that, you can tune in, because if it's relational, what is the relational issue? Is there something that needs repair with a certain person? Do you need to forgive or, you know, ask forgiveness for something? If it's shame, knowing the difference between guilt and shame, like a lot of people interchange those two, and both, neither are bad, but in excess, they both can be very damaging to you. So shame says there is something inherently wrong with me. Guilt says I've done something or I'm doing something wrong that I need to stop. So guilt is kind of easy to get rid of. You either go apologize, or you stop doing what it is that's making you feel bad, right? And then there's humiliation and embarrassment. Have I been humiliated? And humiliation is when someone does something shameful to you. And then embarrassment is like we all, you know, mess up or trip up. And, you know, embarrassment is very fleeting. We know that other people have probably done what we've done. So it just doesn't stick around. But if you're like, you know, just thinking and thinking on something, you know, bad that you did or whatever, then it's probably probably shame or humiliation. And so, and then distraction, like what's distracting me? Is it, do I have work that I need to be doing, and am I allowing myself to be distracted by television programs? Or, you know, like I'm a writer, so I'll have a plan to go and write, but then suddenly I have to go do the laundry, even though it's not laundry day. And if I go do the laundry, then I'm going to be feeling guilty that I didn't give my 2 hours to my writing, you know? So like identifying your distractions, and then identify, you know, what is coming up for me that I'm fearing? Is there fear on board? And then dealing with it. So when you have those things in place, that's when you can use that code to switch. Like, and the code could be anything from some kind of tool to help you to get out of that funk or out of that place that's just dragging you down, so that you can get yourself back on track. But it takes time. You have to first become aware, ask yourself questions, identify what's the source of it, and then replace it with, you know, whatever tools are at your disposal to replace it with.
Guys, did you hear this? So to me, I first have to be aware, or just be honest. Hey, be honest with myself about what it is. Yeah. And I think it all starts there, you know, with us being honest with who we are and accepting where we are. Say, hey, look, this is, but I love the definitions you gave about shame and embarrassment. And people, we use those things interchangeably, and they're not. And guys, listen, I don't know about you, but this information is showing me, and it's showing us how to make sure that we're remaining tuned in to the right thing. You know, when you turn a TV on, Tracy, you turn a TV on, and everybody knows this. You turn a TV on, now you can flip from one channel to the next channel. You got action, adventure. Yeah, you got so many things and so many voices coming in at you, so many channels and so many different things that we can tune into. And our mind is like a television set. There's so many different things that come at us throughout the day. From our boss, our children, our family, our loved, our friends, you know, our past experiences, the experiences we want to have, our hopes, our dreams, all those things talk to us too. Not just the things we have experienced, but the things that we hope to experience. Our expectations also speak to us. And trying to filter all that and tune into the right thing, it takes us to be aware of the moment that we're in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, being aware of what you want, like the you're talking about, it's not just things from the past. It's also where we want to go. Choose one of those things and focus on what you need to do to get there.
Absolutely.
You
know?
And then it helps you not to waste time. It helps you not, you know, to perseverate. And if you, you know, like I always tell people, like, depression is a past, is connected to the past often. And anxiety is connected to the future and worrying about what might happen or what might not happen. But you can take control of that. Like if you're thinking about something that you want in the future, then what does that look like? What are the stepping stones to getting there? And then just coming up with a plan, even if the plan is, like one of the things I'd always wanted to do was freelance write, right? And so meaning writing like for magazines and newspapers and things like that. And so let's say I'm thinking about that. I could either choose to think, oh, that's never gonna happen, or I've gotten, you know, all these rejection letters, which I have gotten rejection letters. Or I could choose to use that time to outline a new article, research something that would be of value to people, you know, reading, you know, who's going to be reading it, writing query letters, trying to get in a magazine, you know, to get my article in and things like that. So it's a matter of like switching, you know, what you perseverate on. And, you know, perseverate is like thinking over and over, turning the same thing over and over in your mind. Yeah.
Absolutely. And a lot of us, guys, that's what we do. We just kind of keep flipping. You know, this, you see one channel and you just keep turning it. Oh, I've seen this movie 5 times. And you keep, we've seen it so many times, we know the lines. You know, we know the lines. And we with certain thoughts coming out of mind, Tracy, it's come to us so much, we know when it's going to come. We know the time of day is going to come. We know the month is going to come. There's certain situations that it's going to come up. We just keep turning the same thought over and over in our minds. Guys, listen, I mentioned earlier that we had a contest going on. And Tracy brought this idea to me. She said, Travis, I want to do something special for your guest.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, well, okay. Yeah, absolutely. See, I want to do something really special for those that's listening, those that's watching tonight while you're watching. And listen, I know you'll be watching, and listening to this show later. Sorry. But you can still take part. You can still take part. But this part is just for those who are watching right now. Guys, listen. So I know I posted this and everybody's been watching and been wanting to know. So here is what Tracy wants to do for everybody that's watching right now. So here's what we got. So here's the contest. So Tracy has this outstanding, this wonderful book, and the name of the book is called what, Tracy?
Many Voices, One Truth.
It's called Voices, One Truth. And she has that right there behind her, guys. She has it right behind her. And so, guys, so here's what Tracy said. If anybody right now, while you are watching, if you will go to Amazon right here, if you go right here to Amazon, purchase the book. Trust me, I read some of it. Absolutely amazing. You can hear what she's saying in right now. Absolutely amazing. One, that right, Nicole, please buy this book. Please pull the buy the book, Nicole. So anyone that buys this book and you come back and you post your confirmation, your purchase confirmation in the chat, you put your confirmation purchase in the chat, there will be a drawing. There will be a drawing, and you have an opportunity to win some wonderful, wonderful free. Oh, look at Laura Hunter already. look now. Hey. So there's, go ahead and purchase the book right there. I'm going to leave it up. You purchase the book, you win some wonderful free gifts. Tracy, what will they win? What are you giving away?
So if you purchase the book during this show and then put your confirmation purchase in the chat, Travis will pull one name to win a free signed hardcover copy of the book. And then you could, you know, if you bought the paperback, you can give that away as a gift or give the hardcover away as a gift. Christmas is almost upon us. You'll get an ebook that I wrote on mindfulness that will be emailed to you. And you'll get an ebook on setting boundaries with teens that I wrote. That'll be sent to you. And
grand prize. What is the grand prize?
One free hour with me face-to-face via Zoom. Or if you happen to be in the Los Angeles area, you can come into my office. And you can talk about any relational problem or anything that you've got going on for you. And I will give you free guidance and free coaching through it and guide you to your next steps. Whether that is you should, you know, take that issue and go and see a therapist. If you're in California, you can see me if you wanted to, because I do telehealth and in person. Oh. If you're close enough, come in person. Or I will guide you to seeing another therapist, or if you should get together with a coach or not. So those are the prizes: a free book, two free ebooks, one on mindfulness, one on parenting, setting boundaries with teens. A lot of us have a hard time setting boundaries with teens, and then one free hour of consultation with me.
What in the world is that? Nicole, if you buy the book, I can't pull my name.
I'll send Travis a book for you. So Nicole,
see, see there, it's a win and win. So guys, do me a favor. I'm going to leave up this right here so you can go to it. It's right there on Amazon, www.amazon.com/Tracy Terrace. Get the book, Many Voices, One Truth. Guys, win those prizes. So don't forget, Laura Hunter. Post your confirmation in the chat. Let me see it. Let me see what you got. Oh my gosh, these people. They're telling free stuff when they run out the woodwork. Good grief. Oh my gosh. Look at it. Yeah, where's your confirmation? She said she wants the hard copy. Show me some proof. Show me some proof. You can't give away free stuff. Up, Tracy, you know how people are. Jeez, good girl. Guys, listen, this is an absolute amazing. And then the free hour of consultation, which is man, that right there alone is worth it. We hear what you're talking about, and it's so amazing about being tuned in, because a lot of times we don't like to admit, Tracy, that a lot of times things we've had in our life have been going on that was problems. We would dismiss it as some other thing, some other entity. But the truth is, we're just tuned into the wrong channel.
Yeah.
We're tuned in to the wrong programming. We're tuned into the wrong broadcast. We got the wrong broadcast going. And here's the thing, a lot of times, and when we're tuned into the wrong thing, our perspective is off about the right thing.
Yes.
Whenever we're tuned into the wrong thing, and I know I'm using the right word, certain people listening, where our perspective is off about the right thing.
Yeah.
As long as we remain tuned into the wrong thing, our perspectives will always be off about the right thing, whether it be our leadership, whether it be our supervisors, whether it be the person we're in relationship with, whether it be our pastors, doesn't matter who it is. Oh my gosh, really?
Did you?
I'm going to put it. Did you Do you? They didn't put the whole. We got you, Laura. We got you. Oh my God!
Yeah.
Jeez. Good grief. Show's not over, Laura. Show's not over. Goodness. So, but our perspectives are off because we're tuning in, and a lot of times, and I see a therapist. I see a therapist because I needed to move beyond what was broadcasting in my mind.
Yes.
And I encourage everyone. I encourage people to get some help, get someone to talk to just listen to, so you can. Oh, I got you, Laura. I got you. So that we can stop what's been broadcasting. And from our parents, things have been, and we don't get this, guys. From the first time our parents say something to us, that programming starts, that broadcasting starts. If that's our teacher, especially if it's someone in authority, if it's a teacher, if it's our parent, if it's someone who's close to us, we love. Once they say something, That broadcast is going. It's like that 24-hour news channel. It never stops. And the moment a trigger happens, that programming starts back up.
Yeah.
Just we thought we was past it, that programming starts right back up. Yeah. It begins all over again. Let me ask you guys something. So let me, with that being said, let me say this. So how many people are familiar with what a DVR does or what a DVR is? If you are, raise your hand in chat, say me, I got one, say I'm recording right now, whatever it is. If you know what a DVR does, just let us know in chat. Yeah, I know what a DVR does, Travis, of course. If you know what a DVR is or what a DVR does, just let us know in chat for us, please. Let me know that you're here. A DVR, as you may know, is used to help record programs. Oh, that's deep right there all by itself. That's a whole nother show. I'm going to leave that alone. It's used to help record programs. They are used all the time. We record shows so we can revisit them later. Hold on to that. We record shows so we can revisit them later. We have the tendency to hit the play button and revisit, and replay those negative programs. Is it possible we can become so accustomed to certain programs that that play that we are too afraid to change the channel on our thinking?
Yeah, it is possible. You just kind of get used to it. When you are tuned into negative programming all the time, your body will produce chemicals that match that, like the stress chemical of cortisol or the fight or flight chemical of, you know, adrenaline or epinephrine, depending on the occasion. But just as you can keep revisiting negative, you can also revisit positive. And one of the tools that I mentioned in the book is something called remembrance. Like, I grew up Catholic, and I remember we would go to church, and at some point in the Mass, the priest would say, do this in remembrance of me. And that's something that Christ would say. And so remembrance itself can be, you know, you could choose to remember negative things, or you can choose to remember positive things. So the tool of remembrance is, if you recall a good time that you had, an edifying time, a happy time, like, starting your day with that, like, it's very important to, you know, what was the best part of my day yesterday, or what am I looking forward to today? And you allow yourself to remember with every part of your senses. Like, what did I see? Like, I call it 5-4-3-2-1-ing it. Like, what are five things that I saw? You know, exactly. What are four things that I heard? What are, you know, three things that I smelled? What are two things that I felt? And what is one thing I tasted if tasting was involved, you know? And so in the book, I go through a really detailed example of that. But what it does is, when you've experienced that thing that you remember, that stays with you. The good thing, the good stays with you, just like the negative does. But it just, for whatever reason, we as people, we have to do a little bit extra work to call up the good things, to call up the good memories. But if you do this every day, like if you do this constantly, eventually that's what your mind will do. Instead of constantly pulling up the negative and constantly pulling up things that you don't want to remember, you'll train yourself to remember the good. And, you know, part of that is it creates a sense of gratitude. And there's all kinds of research on gratitude and how beneficial it is, not just for your brain, but also for your heart, for your relationships and whatnot. So using the tool of remembrance can kind of counteract a lot of the negative thinking that you have, because we can remember whatever we want, positive or negative. We just tend to lean more towards the negative and stress ourselves out.
Absolutely. Guys, did you hear that? We could get into the habit of it. And I say the word habit loosely, but it can become a behavior. Yeah. We can get into the behavior. I won't say habit. We get into the behavior of how we could do it, of how we do things. And it takes a little work. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen overnight, but we can do it. Sometimes, guys, sometimes it's not easy to change the channel on something you've been accustomed to hearing. If all you hear is certain things about a certain culture, it's hard to change that. If all you hear is certain things about a certain race or a certain gender, it's hard to change that. But the work can be done. It can be done. If all we've heard were certain things, we can change that perspective. I am 5'6". My wife says I'm 5'5", but you're gonna give me that inch. You're gonna give me that inch, Nicole. I am 5'6" on a good day. And all my life I've heard, oh, you're short. And for the longest, I thought, man, being short must be terrible because they said it such a demeaning way. It's when they realize, well, that means I don't have to spend as much money for my clothes because you have to pay extra money for longer clothes, a longer pair of pants than I do. So I get to save more money. So I began to focus on that part of it, the positive part. You know, I'm probably 170 pounds soaking wet. And man, dude, you're skinny. No, that just means I don't have to spend that much more money on clothes. You know, I can go in and shop off the rack almost, so to speak. You know, but I began to see the positive side of everything. Okay, I got you, Nicole, since I'm 5'4". Do you see this? 5'4". Nicole, I'm taller than she is, Tracy. What is she talking about? If I'm 5'4", then you got to be 5'. but we have to begin to, you said, find something positive about our day. Well, Travis, nothing positive happened to my day. I woke up this morning. I went to work, my flat tire. I woke up, go to work, and when I got the tire flat, I arrived to work late. When I got to work late, I got rolled up, but you had a job to go to.
Yeah.
Find something positive. Find something. We're not saying that every day will be sunshines and rainbows. What we are saying is focus on something positive. Tune in. What are we tuned into?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we tuned into? That matters.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched a horror movie or better yet, but have you ever watched the news and you constantly watch it? All of a sudden you're afraid about everything because now you're on edge because you tuned into it. I'm not saying don't watch it, but what are we tuning into? What programming, what is broadcasting in our minds? What's broadcasting in our minds to say you can't do, you aren't able to, you aren't good enough? What, when we hear that programming, Tracy said at the beginning, we need to be aware of that. Where's this coming from? Who told me this? What thought precipitated this? Was I afraid? Was this a new task at work? Is it somebody new I'm meeting? Am I doing something I'm not quite certain with? Where is this coming from? Mm-hmm. And when we find out where it's coming from, we can then begin to tackle it and attach it a whole lot better. So your book, I'm going to put that up here, guys. I want you guys to see this. Your book right here. There it is right there. That book, that wonderful book, guys. That book right there. Tell us a little bit about your book. because they want to hear about it. So tell us a bit about it. The title, Many Voices, One Truth. That's where we came in for about the title of the episode today, Tuned In, because it's like a TV station. So tell us a bit about the book.
Yeah, like as you mentioned earlier, I use the analogy of the broadcast networks I grew up with to kind of run alongside the four major networks that run in our heads all the time. And it's the network of self, Satan, society, or savior. And so I teach people in the book how to tell the difference between all those different voices and how to turn some down or off and how to tune in, you know, to the voice of the savior, the being that made you. And I use a lot of tools from cognitive behavioral therapy, but also from prayer retreats. I go on prayer retreats where I go for a weekend and I'm just kind of quiet and centering myself and, you know, connecting with God and things like that. And I've learned a lot of things about that over the years. So some of those tools have made it into the book. And so it's for the person that has a hard time dealing with negativity, you know, negative voices popping in and out of their mind. And it shows them how to identify what they are, how to tell the difference, and turn them off and tune into the good that's in your life and the good experiences that you've had. And so it's, I call it CBT. CBT means cognitive behavioral therapy and Jesus. So there's a lot of those two things in there to help you to, you know, just get to the point where you're not having as many negative thoughts. Like my follow-up book, the book that's coming after that will be going more in depth into, you know, meditation and mindfulness and, you know, setting up your inner life in a way that's going to impact your outer life.
Absolutely. Guys, listen, so I ask you a question, Tracy. So what I just want to say is, you know what, I'm not fully into, you know, believing what the Bible says all of the way. I believe part of it, or I don't believe any of it. What do you, can your book help someone who says, well, I don't believe all of it, or I don't believe it at all? Can your book help someone who says that?
Oh yeah. Whether we believe all of it or not, we all have a mind. We all have thought processes that we go through. And the way to heal your thought processes, it's the same for all of us. You're choosing what it is you're going to think about. You're settling yourself, not just your mind, but your very self, so that you can tune in to what's going on around you. Like when you were saying earlier that, you know, what if a person says, you know, I got up, I had a bad day, there was nothing good to think about. That's okay. There have been days when there was something good to think about. And so the book teaches you how to mine your own mind for morsels and for experiences that will help you to move forward. Like when Rick Warren wrote Purpose Driven Life, that book helped so many people who weren't even people of faith or didn't believe in God or whatever, but they applied some of the principles. And so in my book, if you apply the principles that you see in there, you will be able to reach that place of calm and quiet those voices that are not on your side.
Absolutely. Okay, guys. So everybody is trying to get this book. They want me to post it in chat. I posted the link in chat. Okay, guys. It is no longer just a graphic. You know, I went from doing the graphic. That's the graphic. Laura Hunter, she was kind of quick with it. But here it is. I posted it in chat. You can copy and paste it or click on that link and you'll go to it. Okay? So if you're going to go ahead and buy the book, go ahead and do it and place your purchase confirmation into the chat. Well, why should I do that, Travis? Because I'm getting ready to wrap up. I'm getting ready to end the show. And I know you want an opportunity and want to miss someone having an opportunity to get this book. So I want everyone to have an opportunity to get it. So Erica, I know you're there. Nicole says, yeah, prayer helps her. And she said, helps her be centered. Yeah, we know it does. You live with me, Nicole, so by gosh, you need to pray all you can, girl. Absolutely. She does. She does. But it is in chat right there, guys. You can go ahead and click on the link. If you want me to hold up just a few more moments so you can go ahead and purchase the book and be entered into the drawing, let me know. Put it up Here she goes with that again. Watch you, Nicole. We understand, ma'am. You know what? You're going to be banned from the show.
Well, I want. Could I say something, Travis, about like, yeah. We are, Travis is going to pick one winner of anyone that puts their order confirmation in the chat. But I also want to say, if you go to my website, TracyTerrace.com, there's a subscription button. If you click that button and join my subscription email list, I will send you a free copy of the mindfulness ebook, the ebook that's on mindfulness, so that everyone gets to win something. You might not be able to get the grand prize, but if you join the email subscription list, we'll send you the ebook on mindfulness so that you can have a chance to win something tonight.
See, there are winners all around. And there it is. I put it in that. You can go ahead and click on the link. Go ahead and sign up for that. And you guys, she'll be sending you some great information. There it is right there, TracyTerrace.com. Also, Tracy, I noticed your website, HealingMindSpirit.com. Tell us a little bit about that before you get out of here.
Yeah, my HealingTheMindAndSpirit.com is my therapy practice. And you can go on there and see some of the services that we offer. There's a staff page that you could, you know, pick and choose whatever therapist. I put up their bios and whatever therapist's bio resonates with you. But we only serve people in California because we're all just licensed in California. None of us are licensed outside of state. And so if you're in California and you want to connect with one of us, you can go to the website and check us out. And our phone number is there. You can call and schedule an appointment. And, you know, if you see you like Tiffany or you like Ayana or you like Lawrence, you know, it doesn't have to be me. It could be anyone on the staff page that you feel like resonates with whatever it is you have going on.
Hey, go. So to everyone that's right now that's listening on West Coast in California, guys, visit HealingTheMindAndSpirit.com. Set up some appointment time to speak with Tracy and her staff of wonderful counselors to kind of help us. Life can be tough. Life can be traumatic. Life can just throw stuff at us. And we've been talking about being tuned in. And it helps us to tune in to the right things. Guys, I'm going to give you 60 more seconds. 60 more seconds. And in 60 seconds, I'm going to give you to go ahead and make a purchase of that book. And when you make that purchase of that book, here it is right there in chat. You can go ahead and click that link that's in chat. Once you click it, purchase the book. Once you purchase the book, place your order confirmation to the chat. Once you do so, we'll go ahead and I'm going to draw a name, and that individual is going to win. So right about now, you got 30 seconds, guys. Give up 30 more seconds. Yeah, I'm not going to hold you. I'm not that person who's going to take up an offer all night long. You got 30 seconds. We're getting out of here. Tracy got stuff to do, and it's Thursday night football. Oh my gosh. So Laura said, if I pull her name, she's going to bless someone else. See, that's the whole point. That's what you call being tuned into the right thing. That's what you call being tuned into the right thing. And guys, the way we're going to do it is this. Once your name is pulled, once the winner is selected, I'll get your information. You'll email me, and I'll show you how to do that. You'll email me. Once you email me, guys, I'll send everything over to Tracy's assistant, and they'll get everything taken care of. So everyone that's done it, you've done it. I know you're going to buy the book later. That's perfectly fine. I'm cool with that. And I know you said, well, look, I don't want to buy the book. I want the information that she's going to give on the website. Absolutely. That's perfectly fine. Can you post? I did that, Erica. Erica, you got 10 seconds. I'm waiting on you. 9 seconds, Erica. 6 seconds. Yeah, I skipped over a few numbers. 5 seconds. So Nicole says, thank you. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. And we hope.
Yeah, yeah, she will be back. She doesn't know that yet. but she will be back. I love having guests on a show that And I try to bring people on the show that add value to people and add value to the listeners and those that watch. Hold on.
She put it to you. She couldn't open it.
Oh, my God. What did I say? I said, put it in. Oh, see, wait. So I put in the wrong. No, I did not. You know what? I'm going to do this. Hold on. I got one person, one straggler. I got one straggler who's trying to buy this. All right. So hold on. I got you, Erica. Hold on. She said she could open it. So hold on. Hold on. How is it everybody else could open it, Erica, but you? I just want to know. So let me put it up again. I'm going to type it in chat. It's, here we go. ES colon, and I got to do all this, colon, forward slash, good shot. Nicole actually helps me with this. On.com/author. Here we go. Tracy Harris. All right. Click on that right there. I'll give you 1 minute, Erica. 1 minute. Click fast. But guys, while Erica's doing that, I do want to make sure I say this. Don't forget, guys, that there will be a very short 2 to 3 question survey. And it will be on my Facebook page, Travis Patton Sr. And it will be about tonight's episode. And I know there are surveys everywhere. Everyone has a survey. Now, you call some place for help, and there's a survey. But this survey actually is about you. It is about your experience tonight. Yeah, that's right. About your experience, and in a place where a lot of times our voices aren't heard, our voices don't get a chance to be heard and be broadcasted, it's your chance to broadcast your voice. So still not working. I sent you a second screenshot.
I believe you're just to enter her. I believe her.
You know what? You're entered. You're entered, girl. Okay. Good grief. So, good God. So here's what we're gonna do. All right. So. Right now, Laura and Erica have entered, so everybody else is going to purchase it later. That's perfect. High. So, Laura and Erica, let's see how I'm going to do this. I have a real diplomatic way of doing this. I'm going to flip a coin. actually, I'm going to flip a top. Heads. It goes to Erica. Tail, it goes to Laura. So here we go. Drum roll. Nicole, give me a drum roll. It landed on the head top part. Erica, you're the winner. Was there.
So Erica, make sure you give your email address to Travis.
And I'll make sure I get it over to him. M, what's up? I know you're listening back there, girl. What's up, M? But, guys, thank you so much, Tracy, for being here, for joining the show. I got to get my phone back up. There we go. Thank you so much for joining the show, Tracy. I really, truly mean that. Everyone enjoyed it. I know we did. Everyone enjoyed you being here. So, absolutely. Thank. Oh, Erica. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Oh, good grief, man. Look at that. Good God. You tell them something is free, and they never leave. So I got to get out of here. Let me do it the right way.
Thanks for having me. And everyone, thanks for tuning in. Yeah.
Yeah, I know it is absolutely amazing to have you here. So I got to get it out of here the right way. Or otherwise, people will be mad at me. So let me go ahead and do this real quick. There you go. Guys, so glad that you joined the show. Don't forget to tune in each day, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. guys, Mountain Time. Guys, so glad that you're here, 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to tune into your favorite episode, guys, or your favorite streaming episode form like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and so many more. Before we get out of here, don't forget to check our YouTube page, guys. Tell me something good with the capital T. And as always, in party, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.